What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque, and today we are on part two of How Intact Is Your Integrity? We'll see how far we can get from here. Look, it's a big issue. Everywhere you look, there's more people confused about what's happening in the church, in the world. People are being exposed. We talked yesterday about, you know, this media mogul, Harvey Weinstein. And look, I don't take light of this. Look, this is somebody's father. This is somebody's husband, probably, you know, somebody's son. These are actual people. But we better wake up and realize that, look, even in as corrupt as Hollywood is, and not all, obviously, but we have to have an invitation into the fear of the Lord and start listening to what God is telling us to do. You know, there was, now I think it was yesterday, USA Today said, I think it was 61 accusers have come forward about this now with him, Harvey. And I was talking, if you didn't hear yesterday's episode, you have to go back and listen to it. It's part one. This is part two. So I'm going to allude to some of the things from yesterday. But it's important to realize that integrity, there's signs, right? We talked about that yesterday. And we must recognize, before, if other people are recognizing the signs in your life, you better be recognizing them in your life. And I was reminded of a scripture that I wanted to share with you yesterday. Luke chapter 12, verse 3. And it says this, whatever you've said in dark will be heard in daylight. And what you've whispered in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the roofs. That is for then and now. It's important to realize that nothing is really secret, right? As long as God's around, it's like you're not really getting by. You know what I mean? It's not like a person. It's not like I'm whispering in a closet and the Lord doesn't hear me there. Whenever the Lord's around, there is a bigger tapestry at work. And we are talking about integrity. We have got to be men and women that guard our conversations. We guard, you know, for some reason, some of us feel like it's okay. Let's just take liberties in our home and just start trashing people or doing things we shouldn't or, you know, whatever it is, right? Having rage or anger or love, whatever it is in our life. And it's important to realize, like, no, the lie is that in the inner rooms, it's kept secret, right? No, it's not. The lie is, oh, your porn problem, your lust problem, whatever you're dealing with, it's going to stay in the butt. No, it's not, because it's linked to a bigger picture in your life. Look, I know ladies, they have attitudes come in, and they fester those attitudes for so long, and they start to dominate them and leak out to the other world. Or fears, or whatever it is, right? It's important that we don't let things fester. We guard our heart. That's why the Bible says, don't let 24 hours go down in your anger. We got to resolve it within 24 hours. Otherwise, it starts to build these things, right? And offense is a big one. These are all things to not all integrity issues rooted in sexual things. You need to understand me. It can be rooted in fears and offenses and bitternesses and whatever, you know? You know how many times being a pastor that I'd have a leader act weird, and then it's like, bro, are you okay? And then honestly, it is like a New York Times editorial about all the faults. You know what I mean? I remember when I started my first church, I think, no lie, this happens. You can't even believe this is real. And I was one of my first churches, and a family came, and we were ministering. I think I was preaching. I said something like, you know, this is crazy. You know, if you think that this isn't the way Jesus is, you're friggin' nuts. Or I said something, you know. This family thought friggin' was the worst thing I could ever say. And all of a sudden, they started getting weird. They didn't come to me and say, hey, bad choice of words, I thought, whatever. You know what I mean? I mean, not like they had the choice. But you know what they did? They wrote down, they started looking at me critically of all the faults that I would commit after friggin', and they'd write them down on a long list. And then one day they sat down with me, no lie, the dude opened, I wouldn't even give you the time of day. The dude opened the notebook and started reading every offense since friggin'. And that's a you problem, right? Nobody looks at life that hard. And what happened was they were using this list to tell me they're no longer going to come in the church. But a month later, he has a kid out of wedlock. Now he's not serving God anymore and he's on drugs. And all the people that were in that family are jacked up. You know what I got from that lesson? It's not friggin'. If I say to my wife or some of my close friends, it's not friggin', they know what I mean. It's not friggin'. You're using friggin' as a cover up because you're so angry in your heart, you're so offended in your heart, and you're so hurt. And I've had leaders over the years say, well, this happened, but really, if I think about it, it was this, this, this. And they start going, I'm like, bro, how do you live with yourself? The best thing you can do is not take things so serious. And if you really feel like there's an issue, address it then. A 2-minute phone call today will save you a 30-minute phone call tomorrow. Address it. Hey, man, that's not okay. Hey, you know, this. When you said this, I might have interpreted you wrong. You know what I mean? Can you please clarify? But what's the alternative? Sitting in the inner chambers of your house? Festering bitterness and jealousy. Why? All these things are going to begin to leak out and we're not going to have integrity. There was a crazy question that was given on a website today that I couldn't even believe that I need to address. I'm going to read it in a minute. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven Today.
Hey everyone, MJ here. Join me on November 11th to see Jason Gray in concert with EHC's very own Sarah Nichols opening the show. Tickets are going quick, so order today to reserve your seat. Only $15 for general admission and $20 for VIP, getting you up close to the action and an exclusive Q&A with Jason before the show. All proceeds will provide families in need with food for their Thanksgiving holiday. For more information and to buy tickets, go to peaceandprovidence.com.
Hey guys, we're back. Episode, second part, let me say that, with How Intact Is Your Integrity? I was reading a web headline from The Guardian. I don't even know how credible it is. It just came up on my news feed. And here's the question that the op-ed piece said. It said, what if only one woman had accused Harvey Weinstein? What? What if only one woman? This is my issue with integrity. It's like a little bit of dog poop in the brownies can be okay. Why in the world do we measure the severity of an issue by how many times you've committed the crime? Like at what point is one more than enough? And we've got to understand that, look, as Christians, we have to live differently. We have to allow the touch of God in our lives to cover those areas. We have to constantly self-evaluate. Now, I'm not telling you to every single step that you make in your life, condemn yourself and feel horrible. You're not listening to what I'm saying then. But we have to live sensitive enough that all the little things that come up, we guard them. We're aware of them, right? We're just aware of being sensitive to God. Because all these things, you don't sexually harass anyone, men or women, if there weren't signs in your life. People that are build character and integrity, it's not by accident. It's not by accident. That is something that is trained. Recently, we've been checking out private schools, you know, We've been to a handful. There was one school we went to recently. I couldn't believe it, dude. You walked in this campus, these children, my God, they all look you in the eye. They're all very courteous and polite. You knew that, like, to even ask if there was bullying in this school, they would laugh in your face because they don't deal with that kind of stuff. It's a very expensive school, but these kids at kindergarten are public speaking. They're creating, they're building, they're doing robotic, you know, they're doing engineering stuff, they're doing math. Well, we do Singaporean math at kindergarten. What is Singaporean math? No, that's what they told me. I still don't know what it is. And as I looked at these children, and when I walked in each classroom, they looked me in the face. Hello, sir. I was like, oh my gosh, these are like the best behaved kids I've ever seen in my life. You know what I realized? Because they were all having fun. They all were full of peace. It was just the teachers loved these kids. It was such a safe environment for them to grow. You know what I realized? You can create success. That's what I realized. Successful people can just happen, right? God, he did it with me. But then I realized, like, you have to be deliberate to guard your heart. You have to be deliberate to develop those skills. And if you're training a kid, look, Al-Qaeda can train a kid at 5 years old to shoot an AK-47. Well, a kid at five that shoots an AK-47, he has no business, right? It's ridiculous. I know 50-year-olds that can't shoot an AK-47, nor should you ever know how. But if a 5-year-old shooting an AK-47, a 30-year-old, that same 5-year-old at 30 years old is going to be really deadly. Same thing with a kid, right? If you can train terror, you can train integrity. And those kids I looked at, I walked away and thought, wow, that is on purpose, dude. That is on purpose. You're training children on purpose to be confident, to not give in to this world. You know what I mean? Just all the pressures that other kids have to deal with. And people pay for that. It's the best teachers. It's the best everything. And, you know, I mean, what kindergarten gives you an alumni book of where all of their people went on to? And it's like Academy Awards, created this, cured cancer, doctor, this. I mean, I'm like, wow. I mean, you're kindergarten. And look, God has your child no matter where they are. So don't get weird with me. I'm telling you, no matter where your child is, God is going to take care of them. And you're going to have a bigger part to play that than school. But my point is, if you can teach that, if I can teach a child to go kill people in the Middle East, then I can teach integrity and I can teach honor. And it's not going to be a generation that allows Chris's cell phone to go off in the middle of a meeting. I'm going to teach honor and I'm going to teach integrity. Bro, we're in the booth. Why is your cell phone going off? But you need to understand that it's taught. And if you guard your heart now, you're not going to have to guard it later. If you make sure that you're pure now and you're not easily offended and you always take things for the best and you're not going to live confused then you're going to see it later. We must be deliberate about integrity. And again, in case you're confused, we covered it yesterday. The definition of integrity is pretty simple. It is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles or a moral uprightness. And it's also the state of being whole and undivided. Well, James, I don't think I'll ever be able to, you know, you don't know how bad the struggle is. It's da da da. My mother, my dad, look, it doesn't matter. Little victories, right? You know, look, with your diet, many of you struggle with food, right? I know it's been like one of the greatest struggles for me, right? I love eating. But I've had to realize the power of little victories. If Tuesday is good or Tuesday afternoon was great, then Wednesday can be great. And we're so focused on the end goal. Oh man, I'm not going to be this man of the cloth and da da da. No. Just win today. Just do well this morning. Just eat well tonight. And you will develop a habit in your life of doing what you really want to do. And you're going to fall down at times. Yesterday, I looked at my phone and it said, congratulations, you've tracked everything you ate for, you know, you're going on day five and yada, and you've done this and you ate enough of this and you didn't go over here. And it was great. And I thought, you know what? That's fine. Because I'm the guy, when you eat like really good, then I'm like hammering everyone that doesn't. And, you know, there's a guy named Jeremiah. He's a really clean eater. He's always like packing all his food, and he could be like, you know, he has like this model frame and probably a six pack. And I was eating good for like 3 days. And I was like, I eat better than you today. What did you put in your mouth? You're not as good as me. And Jeremiah was laughing, and he said, look, congratulations. You've done it for 3 days. I've done it over the course of 32 years. And I was like, yeah, you're right, dude. But you know what? You don't get to 32 years without 2 days. Conclusion. That's what my friend in the Netherlands says when we're done talking. Conclusion. Conclusion. I want you to have integrity. God wants you to have integrity. And today I want you to guard your heart with diligence. I want you to be aware of the little things that come in. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine, so we can live the life that God wants us to live. Thank you for tuning in to Engaging Heaven today.
Hello everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for listening to our podcast and making it such a success. As a reminder, please subscribe and review it on iTunes. And for our Android users, download the Podbean app. Let others know how you're being blessed.